The month of April begins with April Fool's Day on the 1st. It's celebrated as a day when people play practical jokes on each other. The jokes and their victims are known as April Fools. Well, this got me thinking. It got me thinking of all the creative ways we play jokes on ourselves. All the unintentional ways we fool ourselves as we pursue our dream to build a successful business. So what's keeping you from your full potential? Are you playing a joke on yourself by playing too small? Are you fooling yourself with fears and limiting beliefs? I say, let's put an end to this today. If you are ready and willing to play full out, then April can be the month you see beyond the hidden jokes and foolishness and find the courage to be a champion. And you can put that champion mindset to work immediately. The 90-day period of March, April, and May is historically a strong growth period as you build into the summer season. So now is the time to capitalize on this window and teach your team to pick up the pace. April is the centerpiece of those prime spring building months. So pay close attention as you jumpstart April. You'll find Easter and Passover holidays scheduled early in the month. If you aren't careful to schedule your time, honor your commitments, and effectively weave your business hours strategically around these holidays, you may find yourself missing the entire first week of the month. And that's a bad joke to play on yourself, as that's some valuable time to lose. I am confident that you can hit the ground running on April 1st and still enjoy these special holidays. And depending on where you live, you may have spring break in April. This is another opportunity to joyfully mix work and play. Remember, when you work your business in part-time hours, it's always a choice to stay consistent. And specifically in April, you want to build on what you've developed in March and not let that edge slip away. By keeping your focus in April, you can drive into May with some fresh momentum, and this will set you up perfectly as you and your team enter the summer season. As the month of April begins, let's avoid the foolishness. Ask yourself, are you playing jokes on yourself about the pace of your business? Are you playing too small, moving slow, and unintentionally duplicating that slow pace to your team? Are you fooling yourself about your desire to succeed? Do you find yourself dabbling or taking a casual stance with your business without a firm commitment to succeed? No more fooling around. There's just too much at stake. Let's discuss two detrimental ways we play jokes on ourselves and unintentionally trick ourselves. It's time to stop the foolishness once and for all. So ask yourself, are you playing too small? If so, it's time to pick up the pace. The first 30 days of your new consultant's career is a pivotal time, so it just makes sense to advise them to get off to a fast start. Most companies offer a fast start program or a quick start strategy that, when accomplished within a designated period of time, reinforces and rewards the many benefits for starting fast. The best advice you can give a new consultant who is excited about building their business is to go fast. Recommend that they make the commitment to follow their Fast Start program with every intention of meeting and even exceeding the initial goals. By following a simple and proven Fast Start program, everyone has the ability to experience success, and early success fuels the fire for belief. You owe it to your new consultants to paint the possibilities for achievement. As they begin their business, these possibilities can become a reality when their pace is tied to a quick start strategy. And one thing I know for sure, it's way more fun to go fast than slow. Let's review the tangible benefits for going fast. The faster you help your new consultant start their business, the faster you increase their belief. They begin to believe that they can sell, they can sponsor. The more belief they have, the more enthusiasm they have. And this enthusiasm helps attract people who want to hear more. The more enthusiasm they have, the more coachable they become. This willingness to learn the system creates a desire to take action. And the more coachable they become, the more action they take, which results in early achievement. And early achievement allows your new consultant to create a story of success. This story will intrigue and attract like-minded people. This story will become one of the most effective sponsoring tools and will support their initial team-building efforts. This is the total shift in mindset that is created with PACE. By clearly coaching the many benefits of going fast, you can duplicate PACE and create a culture on your team that supports and drives people to jumpstart their business on purpose. And here's the bada boom. The bada boom, the moral of the story. The faster you help your new consultant take action from the time of enrollment, the greater the odds that they will stick around long enough to get vested emotionally and ultimately vested financially. Conversely, the slower they start, the longer the time period from day of enrollment to taking action, the greater the odds that they will quit before they ever even start. That's why it's so important to effectively deliver the many benefits for going fast. This is a critical area where I think many emerging leaders unintentionally fool themselves based on their past performance. Regardless of your pace when you started, you want to support your new consultants and show them the many possibilities available to them. If you didn't get off to as fast a start as you wanted, don't feel that you have to duplicate that slower pace. That's a lousy trick to play on anyone. Whatever your past success was, put it behind you. Who knows? Maybe you weren't as coachable as you are now. Maybe you had life's distractions that didn't allow you to properly focus at the time. Maybe your belief in the business wasn't as strong as it is now. And honestly, whatever the reason, it really doesn't matter. Even if you've set the world's record for getting off to the slowest start possible, it doesn't matter. Let it go, because today is a new day. And here's a strategy for reaching your unrealized potential. I challenge you to pretend that you are just enrolled into your business today, and over the next 30 to 60 days, commit to achieving the exact activities laid out in your company's Fast Start program. This is your time to stop playing small and stop setting a slow pace. No joking. Now is your chance to reset the clock, recraft your story, and develop a new timeline. This is a proven method for not only resetting your pace, but expanding your potential as well. And now, it's time to ask yourself, are you dabbling? If so, it's time to make a commitment. Over the years, I've enjoyed the opportunity to interview countless top performers. When asked if they could identify one specific decision that propelled them to the top, each and every one of them said in their own words that at one point in time, they made the decision to succeed. They made the decision to be a high achiever, a top performer. They made the decision to do what it takes to step into their greatness. They made a commitment. Have you made yours? Or are you playing tricks on yourself? If you are dabbling, this lack of commitment may be keeping you from realizing your full potential. Now, when I talk about dabbling, I mean taking a casual stance with your business, treating it like a hobby, only doing those activities that are safe, comfortable, and easy. This is a popular way to trick yourself. You don't even realize that you're dabbling. You keep yourself busy, and yet you wonder why you're not moving forward. Dabbling is a surefire way to evade your true potential. Do you want to stop your self-imposed tomfoolery? Then, like the leaders I mentioned earlier, It's time to make a commitment. The day you truly make the commitment to be all in, to play full out, to embrace a whatever it takes attitude. The day you make the decision to be a top producer, to reach the top of your pay plan, that's the day that, in the words of Lenny Berman from ESPN, you could go all the way. So no more April Fools for you. No more playing small. No more dabbling. It's time to pick up your pace and make a commitment to go all the way to the top. When you stop fooling yourself, you will discover your unlimited potential.